A federal appeals court on Wednesday said the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency shouldn't have approved a weed killer called dicamba. KALW's Julia Linus-Goodman has more.
Dicamba has been used for over 50 years, but only to clear fields of weeds before crops are grown. In 2016, the EPA approved a new formula of the chemical developed by Monsanto to be used directly on crops. And in 2018, it extended that approval for 2 more years. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Wednesday that approval violated federal pesticide law. The court said the EPA didn't consider the herbicide's cost to farming communities. Dicamba can drift in hot or windy weather, causing damage to the surrounding environment. That means even if a farmer doesn't use the herbicide, it can drift over from neighboring farms. An attorney for the Center for Food Safety, one of the groups suing over the EPA's approval, called the decision a massive win. The organization said dicamba has damaged millions of acres of plant life. The EPA or Monsanto could choose to appeal the ruling, but it only applies through the 2020 growing season. And a company spokesperson said Monsanto is already trying to register dicamba for use in the 2021 season. In Berkeley, I'm Julia Linus-Goodman, KALW News.